New poll finds most Americans want cannabis in Vegas casinos. A new poll has found that many Americans support introducing cannabis on casino premises. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas's Cannabis Policy Institute, has recently conducted a nationwide poll exploring the connection between cannabis and gaming. The institute interviewed 620 adults nationwide, and the majority favored cannabis on casino premises. Nearly 70% of adults aged 21 and above support adding marijuana lounges and consumption areas to Vegas casinos and resorts. Survey respondents also expressed a desire for 420 friendly hotel rooms so they can unwind after losing money at the casino. Since casinos already serve alcohol and have smoking rooms, people believe cannabis can be allowed, too, without causing major disruptions. According to the survey, around 60% of adults said they wouldn't change their gambling habits under the influence of cannabis. Likewise, 60% of those surveyed said their marijuana use wouldn't be affected by gambling. A quarter, 25%, of respondents believed being high would make gaming more enjoyable, while fewer than 10% expected to enjoy it less. Many were uncertain about the impact. Quote, "The motivation for the study was that there's this perception that if people are consuming cannabis, their gaming desires would be suppressed." Rihanna Durrett, Cannabis Policy Institute Director. Profit-driven decision-making. Casinos currently have the freedom to allow cannabis on their premises, but their decision to do so will likely hinge on its potential to boost profits. After all, the primary aim of casinos is to generate revenue and stay competitive. Casinos will permit weed if, and only if, it increases gambling. But this survey suggests that while Vegas visitors would appreciate cannabis, it won't lead to more gambling. The initiative will, however, boost the marijuana industry. Cannabis sales are down in Nevada as tariffs push prices up. So, tapping into the gaming industry could give a vital shot in the arm.